Well, I count as a real pleasure the chance to have spoken to best-selling novelist Jodi Picou about her book, The Tenth Circle. And we talk with her again, this time about her newest novel, which is every bit as good, called 19 Minutes. First of all, Jodi Picou, welcome back to The Morning Show.
Thank you.
It just seems to get better and better for you. This is quite a hot streak you're on.
I know. Very lucky.
Very good. This is an interesting book, and it has quite a trauma at the heart of it, a trauma that I'm not sure you want us to talk about. But one of the things that you do so well is write so authentically about young people, high school young people caught up in something really, really terrifying and awful. Just tell us what it was like for you to write about something like this and how you've managed to give such authentic voice to these young people.
Well, I think that, you know, the reason I wrote this book, which we can say it is about a school shooting, is because I really wanted to examine why I can remember being bullied in school, and my children, all these years later, are still being bullied in schools and surviving it. You know, why is this an epidemic? Why is it not addressed? Why do people feel that bullying is just part of growing up? Why does it have to be? And I think that's a very naive view. I think a lot of administrations, school administrations, want to put their head in the sand and say, oh, yes, we have an anti-bullying policy in place, but it's never really put into practice. And that was really what I wanted to visit when I wrote the book. It was very, very hard to write because I do have children, and they do go through this every now and then during school, in their school careers. You know, as they've gotten older, they've learned to deal. They found coping mechanisms, as many kids do, but not all kids do. And that was why I wrote this book. There are some kids who, in adolescence, don't fit in or can't fit in. And because of that, they become a moving target for 4 years. I wanted to write a book for all of them.
How did you manage, let me just kind of reiterate the heart of the question, which is, how did you manage to write so authentically in their voice? I mean, I feel like we're really listening to real young people spilling their guts, unburdening their hurts, that sort of thing. Does it just come from having some young people in your life? Surely it's more complicated than that.
Yeah, well, I mean, part of it is I do have my own study group living under my roof, you know, and I have two teenagers, and I can listen to them and the things that they say. But, you know, I do something pretty radical when I write about teenagers. I actually talk to them, and I sit down with them. I ask them what they're thinking about, what they fear. I listen to how they talk, the rhythms of their speech. They become research for me like any other research. And it's really by listening to what they have to say that I sometimes realize what I need to be writing about.
Hmm. One of the young people, one of the principal characters, is battling depression. And as you write about that, we think sadly of all the young people who not only are suffering from depression, but are harboring that as a secret and not getting the help they need.
Yeah, I have written a book about teen suicide already and interviewed many suicidal teens. Very interestingly, a lot of school shooters, they say that the line between a mass murder and a suicide is actually very thin. And many of these shooters who go into a school with a gun are planning on killing themselves and just at the last minute say, oh, well, I'll take other people along with me, you know, which is very, very sad. One of the probably the most important voices that I spoke to was during my research, and it was a young man who was the survivor of a school shooting in 2003 at Rocori High School in Minnesota. And his best friend was killed that day, and he was in the gym class where the other victim was killed. A lot of his fears, his comments, and his impressions of the event and how it's continued to affect him years later really became the heart of the book for me.
Another theme in the book, among several, is that of teenage romance, and particularly teenage romance that doesn't quite work out well. And I suppose that can really be a rich field to plow when you're a novelist.
Yeah, it's you know, it is. It's a very interesting, and it's touched upon. It is not in particular gone into with great depth. That's a whole book by itself. But in particular, it's about abusive relationships. And there's a lot of that going on in high schools as well, but I think people don't realize. They say that one out of every three romantic relationships in high school is abusive. And of course, the relationship that I write about in this book not only shows you another facet of bullying, you can be bullied within a relationship. But sometimes how girls lose themselves, all in the process of trying to fit in, because their identity is wrapped up in who they're with, not
exactly.
who they are.
Exactly, and what a disturbing thing that can certainly be.
Exactly.
Hmm. The title is so intriguing, and I think your book especially lives up to that old adage that one of the best things you can do to write a great book is write a great beginning. And your opening paragraph is so intriguing in talking about what can happen in 19 minutes. Where did you get that idea?
Well, you know, 19 is just one of my favorite numbers, which is why I picked that one. But for me, I wanted to create a sense of calm, of ordinariness. And that little paragraph that starts the book, which starts off by saying, you know, in 19 minutes, you can color your hair, you can get a tooth filled by a dentist, you can fold laundry for a family of five. And it ends with, you can change the world or you can just jump off it. And then it says, in 19 minutes, you can get revenge. And I wanted you to feel as if suddenly in the middle of this totally bucolic little paragraph, everything had changed. Mm. And in a way, the first chapter after that does the same thing. It's a very ordinary day. Nothing is different than it ever is. And then suddenly the whole world stops.
Right. And that's, of course, how something like a school shooting, that's exactly...
That's how it occurs, yeah.
Yeah, it bursts into this idyllic setting. The book is absolutely wonderful. I just wanted to allow you to make brief mention of another project you have, which is going to work for DC Comics for Wonder Woman.
Yes.
Your last book, of course, included the really intriguing presence of graphic novels, and here you are undertaking something very different. What's that experience been like?
Really, really steep learning curve, because when you write a novel, you have all the space in the world, and when you write a comic, you have 22 pages. But I was asked by DC Comics, basically, if I would be interested in writing Wonder Woman because of the graphic novel that they saw in my last book. And I really, you know, I kept thinking, I don't have time for this, but my children convinced me that I really had to do it. And it's really been fun. It is such an honor to be part of such a cultural icon's history. I'm only the second woman in the history of the comic book character since the 1940s to write her.
Wow, very good.
Yeah, I know. So it's been really great. The first issue hits on March 28th, and I think people will be pretty impressed with where her character goes.
Very good. Jodi Picco, I loved your book, 19 Minutes, published
Thank
by Atria, and best wishes with all your future writing.
Thanks so much.